Let's say good morning to our deep throat informant. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming forward with this story regarding our coworker Jub Jub. I know this must be very difficult for you to tell, obviously, because you want your voice disguised.
Yes. I was in a bad section of South Dallas last night.
Mm-hmm.
To witness to crackheads.
Oh, you were witnessing?
Yes. And up walks this man with a big brown doo-doo colored birthmark on his neck.
Okay.
He was wearing a ticket t-shirt.
That sounds like George.
And a pink bra over that.
It really sounds like George.
He was very drunk and extremely Jub. He said to me, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "No." So he pummeled me and threw a bakery onto my legs and hand.
A bakery?
Yes.
Onto your legs and one hand.
It was so horrible.
Oh, okay. Well, hang in there.
It was horrible.
I know this is tough.
This drunk Jubinator. He propositioned me.
Oh, no.
And I myself am a man.
Oh, you're a what?
I'm a man. He propositioned. He wanted to be spanked and for me to use a cucumber on him.
Oh, no. Well, that's something surprising. It doesn't sound like George.
He also wanted me to call him Shirley. He then snorted a line of coke and bagged on North Texas. I told him I was not a male prostitute. And he asked me if I knew where he could find one.
Oh, that's awful.
Preferably black. I said, "I don't know where to find one, Jub." This angered the large Jub.
Oh, no.
And he had a piano lowered onto my lower back, crushing it and giving me a Jason Priestley injury. He then told me how he was a radio superstar.
George said that?
And Jerry Jones's right-hand man. And in between every word, he would smoke crack and pleasure himself.
We're visiting with a deep throat informant telling us why George missed the show this morning, what he did last night down in Oak Cliff. This is just awful.
It was so painful. He then said to me he was tired of constantly giving himself orgasms and that he wanted to find a crack whore or a goat.
Or a goat.
He was out of control.
It sounds like it.
He then bonked me on the head with a Jub Jub bobblehead doll.
Why was he carrying that?
At that point, a man named Greg Hammer arrived in a Cadillac with longhorns on the front. He deposited the sweet, dirty pants of Jub along with its contents and human being into the back seat in the middle of Whataburger wrappers that denoted gluttony.
So Grego came and picked up Jub Jub.
Yes.
Huh.
The Hammer Man then told me not to say anything about this to anyone,
uh-huh.
And he stuck a gun in my mouth for emphasis. They then sped off and returned 5 minutes later to run over me and my family.
Why did they come back? Why did you have your family there?
He then knocked down my ministry as well. It is so horrible, I cannot say anymore for fear of retribution.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry, I must go now.
Oh, well, thank you. No, that's okay. You've given us plenty of information. That's a deep throat informant who didn't want to be identified for good reason, as he was there last night, and I think now we know why the Jubinator wasn't able to make it into work this morning.
Boy, Jub's going to like that Monday.